Not long ago, energy companies were poised to make upstate New York a natural gas powerhouse. Now, there are a dozen or so bills in the Senate and Assembly aimed at curbing the technology needed to extract the gas. The harshest would put a 2-year moratorium on hydraulic fracturing, which blasts rock apart with water, sand, and chemicals to release the gas. Jim Smith, a spokesman for the Independent Oil and Gas Association of New York, says environmental groups have succeeded in scaring the public.
A lot of the lawmakers proposing legislation to slow this down are responding to the public, which has been fed incessantly by misinformation from opponents.
Smith insists hydraulic fracturing can be done safely. A report by the group Common Cause shows the industry has spent over $1 million lobbying lawmakers on the issue over the past 2 years. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.